Dude, have you ever eaten the head off a bat?
That's Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh!
We have Sophie Simmons, daughter of Gene Simmons, coming in today.
Yeah.
Not Ozzy Osbourne. But, you know, both families did reality shows, so I can... And he's a rocker, a legendary rocker. Gene Simmons from Kiss, Ozzy Osbourne from Black Sabbath. So I can see where you'd be confused, but you should have done your research.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not even research. You should have known that.
I never eat a bat, man. I had a couple of brothers in my neighborhood grilling up a dove one time.
Yeah. Is that the weirdest thing that you've eaten?
I've had pony.
You've had pony?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. It's a young horse. It's...
I know what a pony is, but in what situation would you eat a pony?
When it's on the plate, dude, when it's late afternoon, I guess, pretty much when it's late afternoon in Abita Springs, Louisiana, that's where.
Okay, all right, fair enough. We didn't serve, I don't know if it's a Jewish thing, but we just didn't eat pony when I was growing up. It doesn't mix well with, you know, you're not allowed to eat pony and cheese or dairy at the same thing.
Wow, man. Yeah, it kind of tastes like a kid's birthday party a little bit.
Oh, God.
That's what it tasted like.
Is that seriously the oddest thing you've ever eaten?
Yeah, pony, I think, maybe. A little bit
I
of pony.
I think my oddest thing is, I don't know, ostrich? But
really?
That's not really odd. People eat that all the time.
Yeah, in Africa, they eat it a lot.
Yeah. I've had, like, antelope.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gumming down some lope, huh?
Yeah.
I could see you doing that.
It's a thin meat. It's when I went to Africa. We tried all these different kinds of meat. And
everything's a meat in Africa. You're like, look at this ball of meat. You're like, that's a peach, dude.
You know, I'm going back to Africa in 2 weeks.
Are you really?
Months. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to Botswana.
Really?
I'm taking my dad and my mom.
Oh, I thought you were going to go bot a kid over there.
No, but if I come home with one, you know.
You know what they call it? Adopt Swana. Okay. All right, dude. I quit, man.
Sophie Simmons. By the way, she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
She's really cute. My brother's had a crush on her for many, many years.
Really? Your brother didn't pay rent in your apartment for 7 years?
He's in a great relationship now. So. So, but he's always loved her. So I've been aware of her for a long time.
Yeah. I think I'm excited to have her in.
She's got an interesting, I mean, can you imagine growing up with Gene Simmons and Shannon Tweed as your mother?
I just can't imagine being a Hollywood child and what that's like and just how, I don't know.
I'm curious to see how grounded she is, and as any kind of Hollywood child, I'm curious to see how affected they are. I get a good vibe from this one.
Yeah?
I get a good vibe.
I'm going to throw some dates out in the air real quick. I'm going to be in Madison, Wisconsin.
Ooh, the comedy hub of the world.
March 23rd through 25th at Comedy on State, and then April 6th through the 9th, I will be in Tampa at Side Splitters.
Ooh. So, and I don't have anything really.
I don't know.
You might see me at the Abbey.
Ooh.
Who knows?
We'll see, man. We'll be right back with the lovely Sophie Simmons.
And maybe Kelly Osbourne.
Yeah?
No, because Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, they're not related.
No, but you said Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about the bat.
All right, Sophie.
Dude, you know what I'm feeling so good about?
What?
Me undies, dude.
You're creeping me out.
Well, I've always creeped you out, bro. But you know who I'm not creeping out? The ladies.
Ooh, you're wearing some me undies, eh?
Dude, honestly, I feel like I don't even have underwear on. That's what I feel like. I feel like a Victoria's Secret model just blew her breath all over my crotch and buttocks.
So you are elevating your underwear game, huh?
Yeah.
You know what me undies are?
What?
They're just seriously soft, feel-good undies delivered right to your door.
Right to your door, dude. So that means you just open your door and get in your underwear. I mean, it might alarm the delivery guy, but they look great. That's the thing about them. It's like you want to show them off.
I was legitimately one of those people that bought the 5-pack underwear things, like the generic whatever. And then once I started wearing MeUndies, it changed me.
Yeah, it does change you. It makes you feel kind of fancy. It's like, it makes you feel like a foxy lady.
And you can start your day feeling better when you put them on.
And the colors don't like wash out. Like you know, the ones I've had for almost a year now are just as like bright and vibrant and fancy as the first day I got them.
Very good. MeUndies are designed in LA and made from sustainably sourced Micro Modal.
It's a fabric three times softer than cotton.
Me Undies Softer Than Soft Luxe Undies come in an ever-changing selection of classic colors, bold shades, and adventurous patterns so you can tailor your undies to your own personal style.
That's exactly what I do. Dude, I'm not even joking now. I think I have about 8 or 9 pairs, and I love it, dude.
But you can save time and money each month with a monthly subscription.
Yep, that's the way to do it, man. Just have them coming in so you're not thinking about it and your underwear game is on point.
But if you're not ready for subscription, that's okay. You can still save. That's because Me Undies is offering you 20% off your first pair.
Yeah, we're offering you that. You just use our special URL, meundies.com/theo, and get 20% off your first pair.
And you're supporting our podcast at the same time, so it's a win-win.
It's a win-win for us. It's a win-win for you. We're trying to stay in business, and we're trying to keep your crotch feeling just perfecto.
So go to meundies.com/theo, meundies.com/theo.
Yep, and it's for men and women. You could even probably get some small ones and just throw them on a child if you got a child that wants to feel, just a little bit shinier in their drawer game.
That's MeUndies.com/Theo. Back to the show.
Welcome to Allegedly. That was a great start.
Good intro.
I'm Theo Vaughn.
And I'm Matthew Cole Weiss. And that beautiful voice you hear is Sophie Simmons.
Ta-da!
Actress, model, progeny of Gene Simmons, yeah. All of the above. Thank you so much for coming in and doing this.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're really happy to have you. We don't get a lot of lovely ladies down there.
In the basement.
In the basement. Yeah. Why? In the basement. My brother is 10 years younger than me. He's had a crush on you for a very long time.
Really?
Yes, he was very excited to
hear
that.
How old does that make your brother? Sorry for not being good at guessing ages.
He's 27.
Okay.
Got it. Which would make me 31.
It could have been like 15. Yeah, it could have been like, right. I was like, is it cute or is it like potentially someone I could date? I don't know.
And what is the youngest young man that you've ever dated there, Miss Simmons?
The youngest?
When you were an adult, you know.
Yeah, no, even when I wasn't an adult, probably like 30.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Wow, so you date gentlemen, you date older gentlemen.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
What's that about?
Probably daddy issues. I'm not sure.
Okay,
do we ever
enough.
Know? I don't know.
Well, listen, I find young, like 20-year-old Abercrombie and Fitch type boys are my favorite thing. And I can't explain it. That's what it is.
They're too clean looking.
Oh, you like a little like edge, a little dirt to it?
A little dirt bag.
Some years of work. I don't know.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, my father was 38 years older than my mother, actually. So.
Wow.
That's a pretty good score.
I think my parents are like 15 years apart or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you date a man in his 50s, I'm wondering?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow. I think it depends on the person.
Yeah.
Really. Hmm. I don't immediately, when I'm attracted to someone, go, how old are you? Like, that's never the first question. I feel like that comes later.
Oh, that's interesting.
What about 60s?
I don't, it would depend. Like, if we're talking about like Richard Gere, like, yes.
Yes.
What about Larry Gere?
Don't know. Is that his brother?
I don't know who that is.
Sure.
But I'm sure he's
out
there.
He lives in Duluth. Yeah, I'm sure there's a Larry Gere out there.
Larry Gere from down the way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Good old Larry.
Well, thank you so much for being here with us today. Matt explained to you that it's a competitive podcast,
right?
Yes,
points.
And that's fine.
Yes. Yeah. And if you forget or whatever through it, it's not a big deal.
We can give you back your points.
Oh, Theo started at a deficit.
We'll just.
So now we're back to even.
Yeah, I like to come from behind.
Oh, Theo.
And we're back down.
Oh, down. I thought that was going to be
minus
enough.
Minus 50.
All right. So my first question is, well, fuck, we're on it. Are you single?
I'm always like kind of single. I feel like that's the entertainment industry.
Really?
Like, you're always like single. It depends who's asking. You know?
Okay.
Do you think if you lived in a different place?
Like all of Hollywood is like that, though.
Yes.
That's not just me.
But sometimes in Hollywood, it's I'm single because I'm waiting for something better to come along. Is that what it is?
No, I feel like you just, like, I've been seeing someone who's absolutely lovely for, like, years and years. And so far, there has been no one better.
Right.
Hmm.
But the thing is, when you're on a movie set and you're stuck with someone for, like, 6 months and your significant other can't visit you, like, that's not really the appropriate time to be in a relationship.
Right.
Hmm. So you're pragmatic about it.
Right.
Right.
So I'm like, let's be realistic. Are you going to come visit me for 6 months? Or am I going to be like, in Kansas for 6 months with some like amazing leading man doing this film about being in love, and then like what happens. I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. Right. You know, like you just have to be realistic about it.
Like who would be your ideal leading man?
Oh my God.
If you had to pick one right now, and they were casting the love interest of so and so.
Randy Quaid.
People.
She's too young. She doesn't know who these people are.
Oh, I know a Dennis Quaid.
It's his brother.
Perfect.
He's a little cuckoo.
Yeah, but he's
he
older.
He was in Christmas Vacation. He's older. Yeah, okay, he's a little older.
He's an adult.
I would say like a Michael Fassbender or like a James McAvoy.
Oh, you like the foreigners.
Yeah, I was thinking like talented actors, but yeah, they like aren't from here. Yeah.
Yes, that aren't from here. Okay. Fair enough. I'm not a Hemsworth. I like that.
No, not my type.
Not your type, because it's my type. It's
perfect.
Perfect all-American clean. Even
we'll never compete,
Australian.
Though.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Which is great.
Let's hang out and get...
I look for that in a friend.
Awesome. Now,
do you feel like even in Los Angeles that even when people are married, it's like they're
points.
Single?
Oh, no? I just got a point. Just to
got me, points because we don't have the same type.
Score.
Sorry.
It's okay. Do you feel like that even married people in LA are like single? Like, is there, does it?
No, I don't. Well, I mean, I'm sure some are. Yeah. But for me, like when I get married, that's it.
That's
like
that.
That's the end of the end. And then until you're married, you're seeing people. It's nice to be respectful. Like I would never see two people at once. But like, again, if that situation comes where you're like stuck.
Right.
On set with someone for months and months falling in love, you have to be respectful of the person you're dating and say, this right. is the situation that's happening. It's part of my work. I may or may not actually fall in love with this person.
Really? So yeah. Like kind of like claiming it like from the start.
Yeah,
like,
I think transparency is the best.
Transparency is key. That's what I say.
Also, I will say like if you're not single in Hollywood, like it's hard to get ahead. I would say because the possibility of getting with you is not on the table. Therefore, like less people want to work with you. Just being honest.
For women. Girls, no. For women.
For women.
Mean. Right.
Yeah. And I would say that like your fan base kind of goes way down when you're not single.
Yeah.
I would say like after Megan Fox got married and had kids, like she wasn't so much.
Foxy.
The sex single anymore. Yeah. Sex single.
Sex symbol.
Sex symbol.
Sex symbol. Interesting. Yeah.
Huh.
Well, she was also kind of a bitch, but
yeah, kind of a. Let's see you next Tuesday.
Yeah,
but I feel like I mean it's true that in Hollywood, like it's as soon as you're married or as soon as you have kids, like you're thought of as like old or not attractive anymore.
Right. Right.
So it's nice to keep that like yeah, I'm single, young, like fresh thing going for as long as possible.
Now, what do you like? So I'm sure you've seen a ton of this, like just in your life, like a lot of these women who are just chasing their youth to like no end. Is that bizarre sometimes? Do you feel like it's scary? Is that anything that you worry about? I mean, I feel like you see a lot of, you know, women who are 60 out here trying
I would
to be
I mean, I don't,
30.
I would imagine. With-
I mean, I think there's good reason for that because aging for men is looked at as kind of sexy. Like older men can still be sexy, but for some reason, especially in Hollywood, older women are not perceived as sexy.
Yeah.
And also like the roles in acting and in modeling kind of go way down as soon as you're past like 30. Mm. There's just no work for you really, unless you're like Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
That outlier. But I would think
her.
That that's right.
She's you like, do sex with her?
With Meryl Streep?
Yeah.
Yes.
What a story.
Also Helen Mirren.
Oh, for sure. Helen Mirren, I actually find attractive.
I do too.
But
she's really beautiful.
But Meryl Streep, that would be the best story. Like, I
yes,
had sex with Meryl Streep. Wait, are you bisexual?
No, I just appreciate...
You just appreciate beauty.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you hook up with Helen Mirren, though?
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you, Theo?
I don't know if that counts as bisexual.
No,
if
it doesn't.
No, it doesn't, right?
No,
it
doesn't.
I don't want to, like, appropriate...
It just, no, no, no.
That counts as you like museums. Basically, that's what it means.
See, and this is why women are afraid of aging.
Stop it. That's terrible.
Bro, come on,
this is
man.
Why.
Take the points away.
Take
the points
away.
Look, do not tell her how to do it.
Bye. And then you get more points.
Now, what about this? Now, yesterday I was on set, and I was... and I just had a small role, and Mr. Charlie Sheen was there. Is that a kind of man as a love interest for you?
Nope.
Mr. Charlie Sheen?
100% no.
Really? 100%?
Yes.
Good call.
100%. 100%. Hmm. Absolutely.
This
never.
Girl's got her head on her
never
shoulders.
Never in my life.
Oh, wow. Never. Okay. Wow.
Never, ever. Not if my career depended on it. Never, ever.
Now, what if you became reincarnated? Would you visit up a
in another life?
Nope, yeah. Not ever in another
wow,
life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Already not another life.
No.
So,
no.
Wait. Are you? So, you're not in a rush to get married or anything like that?
No. I think it's about finding the right person right. and someone who can be a partner with you. And, you know, you want to move forward together
yeah.
in your careers and your lives. And kind of work as a team.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you seem very pragmatic. Is that a word?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And you have a sibling, a brother, right?
I do.
Are you guys very similar like that?
No.
Yeah?
Hmm.
Just because siblings are usually very, you know, siblings are a lot of times very different.
I actually admire, I think you guys have a good relationship,
we
right?
do. We live together.
Yeah.
Yeah, we bought a house together.
He's wow. a handsome gentleman. I see him up here sometimes a good bit.
I
see him
at the
comedy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Saw him this past weekend, actually. He's with, I think, with Jeff Ross, actually.
Yep.
Maybe some other guys.
I was there. I just had no makeup on, so I was invisible to you.
But I was also actually, there. I thought you might have been there, but I didn't know what you looked like, but I know you were there.
You just felt the presence?
Perfect.
Well, I just
knew.
I was
like, I sense that there's a woman here, but I can't see her because she's just not done.
Women are so
up.
Easy to look over.
It's crazy. Well,
her brother's a very tall gentleman.
Goodbye
as well.
Points.
Her brother got long legs.
That's
so
true. He is a tall
by,
gentleman. Yes. You do kind of, you know. You,
it's like he's on stilts almost.
Like
he's a
almost
very tall
six
man.
Feet tall. How tall do you have to be to, for you to
good
see?
Good point.
Christ, I don't know. Yeah. Something's wrong with me. I don't know.
So what's it like living with your brother?
It's great.
I live with my brother as well, actually.
It's great. I've had a lot of roommates, and I've hated all of them. Because I feel like as soon as you live with your friends, they're like no longer your friends
yes,
anymore.
That's the yeah. first.
You just...
Kill it. It'll kill it.
It'll just kill your friendship. Dead. It's gone. But my brother and I came up with this brilliant idea, because we were like, hey, we lived together the first half of our lives, and... didn't kill each other, so we could probably do that for some more time.
Oh, that's cool.
What yeah. is the biggest, like, is there a biggest dispute or something in the household between the two of you? Is there something, like, that you fight over or one thing?
Yeah, what irks them Simmons kids?
Yeah, like, not much. We get along really, really well.
Okay.
We have a lot in common. I would say he's more of a nightlife person. Mm. And that kind of gets a little,
yeah.
you know, he'll come in late and I'll hear him. And he always has like a person come with him.
Right.
So that's always awkward. And right. then I have to like meet them, but then like never see them again.
Yeah.
I'm like, nice to meet you. Hello and goodbye.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So now going back, if you're dating someone, they have another, obstacle, which is I can't imagine what it's like bringing a guy to your father.
I don't do that often.
Okay.
Because it doesn't go well.
Really?
I would imagine.
He doesn't like most people.
People in general?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Like, I would say, I have a lot of people that have come up to me and been like, I met your dad. And I have to be like, oh, is it going to be a good story or a bad one?
Well, in all fairness, he was not nice to me when I met him.
Right? Like, he's abrasive.
Mm-hmm.
He means well. But I feel like after years of being, like, hassled and, like, pushed and touched and, like, hound it, he's just like over it.
Yeah. He's sensitive to it.
Yes. So he's like he's like on the defense now all the time, whereas maybe when he was younger he was more like receiving, right. you know.
Do you think he'd be a different father if it weren't a celebrity? Like, does it you do you ever worry that that changes like the relationship between a
no,
father and a
I think
daughter?
He's the same person.
Yeah.
He's pretty set in his ways. Yeah, I don't think it would matter what he did career-wise. I think he would be the same.
I'm
person.
Curious.
Really interesting.
What was it like? Did your father and your mother, having Shannon Tweed and Gene Simmons as your parents, have the birds and the bees talk?
Yes, my mother would trap us in the car on the way to school and tell us everything, and we couldn't get out.
Really?
Wow. She thought it was great. Yeah.
Like everything, like about sex?
Yeah, everything.
Mm.
No, religion.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
No, literally everything. Like she would take the car rides to school in the morning would take us like an hour because.
Are we talking like middle school? Elementary school.
Like everything. Like all
along.
They were like, you need to know as soon as possible because you're going to be in the situation and I want to get to you before you're in that situation.
Right.
You know what I mean? They were like, let's get the information in our kids.
You're like, Mom, can I have some lunch money? She's like, not till you learn about masturbation.
Yeah. She was like, pretty much like our family really has no filter and we're all like super close.
And would she share information like you share like her and your father? Like would she use that as an example? Like,
no.
Interesting.
Do anyone's parents do that? That's like child abuse.
Is
almost.
It really?
Yeah,
I mean, I
don't
know.
Think,
it's just firsthand experience. I'm talking, would she do? Was she talking
I mean,
firsthand
she would,
experience?
She would say things like, you know, when I was 16, I was like, at a party and I got put in a closet with a boy and like I wish I had known, blah blah blah, you know.
That happened to me too.
Like about erections and everything?
Yes, about everything.
Yeah.
She that's warned beautiful. Us of everything.
That's now, beautiful, man. What when you I've seen like obviously I've your model and I've seen a lot of your shots, especially some that are a little more lingerie driven or even nudish. What do your parents think about that? And your brother.
They're supportive. Yeah. I mean, I think I've never like posed gratuitously nude.
Right.
The only time I've ever posed nude was for a coffee table book about positive body image.
Right.
And it had 75 different women in it, some with disabilities, some of different races and different cultures and backgrounds. And we all kind of came together to show that there's no one definition of
right.
beauty.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be like really the only reason I would pose nude, which is not anything I think a parent would object to.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
And then anything lingerie driven has been for Adore Me, which right. was for their Everybody is Beautiful campaign, which was the same concept, but like all women of different sizes
mm-hmm.
and colors are beautiful. And so they cater to lingerie sizes from like extra, extra small to like the biggest there can be. And they hired women of all different sizes. Like me, I'm kind of an in-between model. I'm not runway size and I'm not plus size. So they had runway size, me, plus size, bigger, mm-hmm. like all different types of women together.
Hmm.
But the media likes to like separate that and be like, she was in her underwear.
Yeah.
Everyone freak out. I'm like, no, I mean, women my size have to buy underwear. And we got to want to see it on girls that look like us.
And my question is, women of any size, for a father to see their daughter in their underwear, no matter what it is
ever
that weird?
Looked at it, but he was like, I support you. Don't show me the photos.
Okay. All
yeah.
right, fair enough.
Which is fine. I mean, I would do the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, so let me ask you this. So would you do nudity in a film?
If it had to do with the storyline and the character, yeah. But yeah, like nudity for no
yeah,
reason.
Yeah, gratuitous is out.
What about outdoor nudity?
You mean in life?
Just in general. Do you want to hang out later? Are you trying to tell me something?
No, no. I told him not to
he's
be a
like,
perv.
He's like, what about penises? What about nudity? Any of those things?
I'm just trying to be a part of the conversation.
This is Theo. Meet Theo.
Yeah, I'm just doing my best to be here and be present. I'm trying to be present.
Okay, so if the character depends on it, so that's good. And so,
are you a photographer now or something? Matt?
I just no, feel I like have
so good, so good. So we'll write a script.
I have something in mind. No. I'm sure there are people who are still holding out hope for no matter what the reason is.
Yeah, they had a fellow in my acting class one time, this is years ago, and he used to do practice scenes at his house, and he would make the scenes have makeouts in them. So then the girls would come over to practice, and then they'd end up making out.
How do you know this?
I think
that's
called
move,
sexual
I
assault.
Yeah.
I think I know that scene.
It could have been sexual assault too, I think. It might have been.
Meanwhile, Theo knows it because he was there watching it. Apparently, like, what was going on?
Tricks of the trade. You know?
So lure
women into positions where they can't say no.
I think you need to. What the fuck? I think you need to lock Theo in a car and have a conversation with him, please.
No,
we
I
need
know.
To have a chat about free will.
Oh, come on, this is I
consent.
Mean, I don't know.
He is single.
No.
Hey, hey.
Well, no, not for long. Apparently, I'll have a husband in prison soon. After this episode.
So what's your focus right now? Is it acting? Is it modeling?
It's music.
It's music.
Right now,
it is, yeah.
We're just finishing up an album, and I have my first feature on Yellow Claw's new album coming out on the 31st of
this
month.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about
Was your family hesitant to have you go into that direction, considering he's seen probably the good and the bad of that?
I think it's an entirely different industry now. I mean, streaming music wasn't a thing. When my dad started, you sold actual records and then CDs. But also it's a different genre. It's completely different when you're going into like indie pop versus when you're going into rock. I would say that my brother will have a much harder time because the music he likes is rock based.
Right.
And rock fans are all about authenticity and living the lifestyle. And and pop is more about just making a song that makes you feel good, putting it out. Doesn't really matter the genre. If it's popular, it's pop music.
Right.
So, I mean, there's never really been...
But you've done, like, hip-hop, too. Like, Rick Ross, right?
Yeah. I mean, I write songs for other people as well, but I mean, but you for don't me get individually, in... like, no.
But you don't get sucked into that culture or whatever.
No, and I wouldn't ever presume to like appropriate a culture that I know nothing about. Like I can write a hook for rap music. I wouldn't assume to like write about living in the streets because that's not something I've ever done.
Yeah, or and I feel like living in the nice streets, you could.
Right, living in the nice streets. Yes, that would be a fantastic song. People would really appreciate it.
Living in the nice streets.
Yeah, it might be good.
That could be funny.
Now, do you feel like a pressure growing up in your family to be a star or to be like something within the industry to achieve certain goals? Is there a pressure there? Just because, I mean, I can't imagine that lifestyle. I mean, my mother delivered newspapers, you know, so I didn't really feel a pressure to, I felt a pressure to work, but I didn't feel a pressure to deliver newspapers, you know?
Yeah.
But I just wonder what it was like what that's kind of like. It's rare.
I mean, I would think it's the same as any other parent kid relationship. I know nothing different. So people are like, what it's like compared to real life? Because like, I don't know.
Right.
Because
your perspective is your perspective.
Right. Yeah. Like I've never had other parents, so I couldn't tell you what it's like. But I think the only pressure kids feel is to make their parents proud.
Yeah.
No matter what they're doing. For my family, that has nothing to do with celebrity or fame. It's just a matter of working hard.
Right.
As long as you're working hard, you're making your parents proud, and that's it. You've done your job.
Do you feel, is there like, amongst children of celebrities, does it seem like there's pressure from other celebrity children? Like there's this.
No. Yeah. Is that like a community, like celebrity children?
There is a community of celebrity kids. I'm not in it because I don't party, nor have I been to rehab or drink or do any drugs.
So it's a part. It seems kind of like a party community, probably.
Yeah.
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 From what I've
Were you ever part of it?
No.
No. So you consciously like stayed away from it all along.
I think I was just trying to work based on my own merit, while other celebrity kids were maybe just like taking opportunities that were given to them from their parents.
Right.
Not to say all of them were, but the ones that I grew up with definitely did.
Yeah.
And they would, you know, be in their parents' film or on their parents' TV show or whatever. And I get it. Working with your family is an easy way to get into the industry.
Mm-hmm.
I had no choice to when we were on our show because I was a minor and my family was like, we're doing a show. You're part of the family.
Really?
You're 11.
Right. Really what it
you
was?
Have to do it.
Boom. Okay.
Yeah. I was 11 when we shot the pilot.
Wow.
So it wasn't like, I don't want to do it. It was like, no, you're a part of this family.
Wow.
This is what the show is.
Okay.
Right.
Which is fine. And then I went to college for computer engineering and I tried to do my own thing. Whereas like a lot of other kids would have probably spent the time that I spent in college in Hollywood going out and, you know, doing
getting
that
cocaine.
Whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Getting cocaine.
You're so aggressive.
Well, I've made a lot of poor choices. I've made a lot of poor choices.
So here's a question I want to have. Do you have a favorite, because Kiss is known for all their memorabilia and all the like products they have.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite Kiss product?
Yes. Yes. I think people don't realize that our family is much more instrumental in finding the product collaborations.
Gotcha. Because there's like Kiss caskets, anything.
I love their Kiss Hello Kitty collaboration because I feel like it was a really big hit and is a really big hit with millennials.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like my crew.
Mm-hmm.
We like it.
Mm-hmm.
We like Hello Kitty. But they're also, you know, gearing up for collaborations with like Google and Sephora.
Wow.
And, yeah.
That's
cool.
They're
crushing it. They're not slowing down.
Yeah, it's legit for sure. Very cool.
Did you ever have any Kiss fans that scared you?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, in what way? Like, physically, emotionally?
Yeah, those ways.
Your questions are very dark. Yes.
Sorry.
It's okay. No, yeah, I mean...
I actually had Edgar Allan Poe bed sheets as a child.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's nice. I did a very big school project on Edgar Allan Poe.
Mm.
Yeah, on the Raven.
Points.
Soulmates.
Points.
Cool. Okay, you guys.
Yeah.
Yes,
it's
we're
a
back
telltale
to zero.
Heart. Wow. It's a telltale heart.
Oh,
are you
goodness.
Turning that into a rap song? Okay.
Yeah.
Living on the nice streets. B-side is a telltale heart. Gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame any Kiss fans for being overly aggressive because I feel like, I mean... If I ever met my heroes, I would think that there was only going to be one chance. So I might be like overly excited and aggressive about it, not to try to scare them, but I just want to make sure that I get my chance.
Mm-hmm.
But after a rock show, that can translate into like too much drinking and then like pushing or yelling or, you know, that excitement turns more aggressive.
Yeah.
But that's really been like the only time. It's like after a show. That's why they don't do meet and greets after shows anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Because that's
only
what
before. Yeah. Hmm.
Has any fan ever used you? You felt like to try and get to your
that's
father?
A good question.
Or to meet your father?
Yeah, but not like. I didn't know they were fans at first, if that makes sense.
Hmm. Yeah, of course.
It was more just like meeting people. They pretend to be your friend, and then, you know, they ask for favors or tickets or like. But those, I mean, they don't make it very far.
Right.
You know?
You can weed that out eventually. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty clear. People have a hard time hiding.
Now, I want to. This is my last thing on your father. he has famously been with Cher. Mm-hmm. And Diana Ross.
I wasn't alive then.
I know
so
you weren't
if this
alive.
Is a question about that. Yeah. I'm
but
not,
I'm saying
I don't know.
That this is the game. Like he's living a gay man's dream.
Is it?
Cher and Diana
I've
Ross.
I've also never done that. So.
Oh my God, Cher and Diana Ross. There was rumors of Liza Minnelli. For God's sake, that's like,
he managed her.
He managed her. Yes, I was reading rumors, but that is like the gay man's like that. I would marry all three of them in a second. Yeah, that is a, put
who
Bette Midler and Barbara Streisand in there.
Oh yeah.
Babs
Barbara Streisand
and
Celine
Dion. And yeah. Celine, for sure.
This
Celine.
Is like four levels of the gay to Catholic. So like,
yeah. But what's it like for you to, I know that Katie Sagal just wrote a book and she said, we had an affair and things like, and when you hear things about his sex life and stuff like that in the past and groupies or whatever, does that phase you anymore? Did
I
it
mean,
ever phase you?
No, not really.
It was just kind of like.
I feel like, also, I feel like it's no one's business really. Like, I mean, if Katie wants to write a book about her life, cool. But, like, to write about someone and then have it affect their family, I feel like, is a really kind of low place to go to try to sell a book.
Yes.
And she should probably look at her own family, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Before pointing fingers, because...
It's a good point.
Other people could write books, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So then, but... but... So this shit never made you uncomfortable.
No. I mean, it really doesn't affect us. We're so tight as a family, and my parents are so crazy in love. Like, congrats to the one groupie who thought they got ahead, but apparently didn't.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, I've made love to a few fans that thought they were getting somewhere, and nope.
They also thought you were someone else.
Yeah. That's a good point. That, misconception.
What? I'm curious to hear your thoughts on other... What do you think of the Kardashians?
I mean, I think they've made an empire out of nothing, which is congrats. That's awesome. That's the American dream, I guess.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I mean, and, well, you guys were on a family reality show that kind of launched it all. I was just curious what the, like, is there competition there or was there like...
No, I mean, I don't think we ever tried to use the show to like plug anything that we were selling. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the Kardashians, I've actually never really seen the show, but what I've heard is that the show is like basically a big infomercial for whatever they're selling.
Right.
Which is brilliant.
Yeah.
Like, good for them. I wish they would talk about, you know, the safety concerns, especially for women with some of the things they're endorsing.
Yeah.
Like plastic surgery and implants and injections. Like, I wish they would talk about, you know, body dysmorphic disorder. I wish they would talk about addiction.
Especially because they have the platform.
They have the platform, and they're doing all these things that maybe, you know, they're mentally sound to do, but a lot of young girls that are watching are just doing it because they're doing it, and I wish they would talk about maybe, you know, making your own choices, being an individual, not following, just so that, you know, there was...
Yeah.
Laying off the lip plumper.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it if that's what you want to do. Cool, but you shouldn't do it just because your favorite celebrity does.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like they don't really talk about that.
Right.
Who did you kind of look up to when you were a child? Like, you know, were there celebrities that you kind of, because, I mean, as a kid just growing up, you know, far from Hollywood, I just, you know, like I was a huge Michael Landon fan. Everybody knows that. But
she doesn't know who Michael Landon is.
Michael
I
Landon,
guarantee.
Beautiful man. Okay. Could have been a woman, honestly. Could have been a woman if he wanted to.
This would be a fun game to play. Like, does she know who this person is?
That's true.
The millennial game.
Yeah, he was basically, he's the what of their, of my, of a.
He's like a, even a George Clooney. It was like Little House on the Prairie was a show that he was the star of.
He's
like
he was
a little
George
more
Clooney.
Like all American, wholesome, like
beautiful hair, much beautiful hair.
Long flowing locks. Okay.
But who did, was there, like, did you have that experience as a child, like, in the entertainment industry? Did you have that experience of, like, oh, I'm a huge fan of that person, or was the curtain always open?
I was a fan of a lot of people, but it was, like, weird people. Like, I loved, like, Steven Spielberg. And
that's
like
not a weird
David
person.
David Fincher, but they're not like Britney Spears. Like, right, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Of course, I loved Britney Spears when I was like 8, and then she was mean to me, and I was like, nope.
She was? What happened?
I was like 8, and I got to go backstage and meet her, and I brought her like a pack of like lip gloss, because I thought like I should bring a gift if I'm visiting someone.
Good manners.
Right?
Very nice.
So I brought a gift, and I was like, this is for you. And she was like, you can put it on the table with the rest. And I was like, nope,
bitch,
done with
please.
That.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. But
so tough.
So directors. So directors, is that something that interests you?
Yeah,
are you
going to
be a director?
Like, no, but I loved acting and I loved their movies. And I also loved like Misty May because I played professional volleyball. Mm-hmm. And when I was younger, I was like, one day I will play volleyball. Hmm. And, you know, she was like the Olympic queen of time. Yeah. And she actually came to one of my volleyball matches once because we were playing in like a quarterfinal for the state or something. And she was like, I watch your show.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was like, ah!
So have there been experiences of people that you idolized or whatever that you've met, like Britney Spears or whatever, that have been letdowns?
Does of
that
course.
That happens often? I mean, you have access
what
probably.
What happens a lot, especially lately, this is why people shouldn't write books, okay, where like I'll meet a director or a showrunner or producer and they'll be like, I want to help you. You know, you're a young actress. Like, I want to help you out. And I'll be like, amazing. And then I'll go to meet them and they'll be like, but first, like,
they
let's sleep together. Yeah.
They want to do sex.
Or like something like that.
Huh. They want to do sex.
Yeah.
Still,
exactly.
That exists.
Oh, absolutely.
Huh.
There's been a, like two or three in particular that like haven't given it up.
Wow.
Really?
And maybe if I slept with them, I would be way farther along in my career. But like that goes back to working off your own merit.
Yeah. Wow.
But people shouldn't write books. I'll just say that again.
And do you feel like that? So,
because if I wrote a book, I could wreck families.
Yeah.
But why would you do that?
Well, I don't know. Ask Katie Segal. I guess
what I'm saying.
The money?
Ask her.
I guess.
Oh, ask her.
I guess when you need money, that's what you do. I don't know. Or you need attention.
What's so
maybe
fucked
you need attention.
Can you say fucked?
Sorry. Yeah, of course.
What's so fucked is I like went to Katie Segal's holiday party, not invited by her, but invited by her husband. And I went to their holiday party and she was like, I'm writing a book. Mm. And I was like, cool. Did mean nothing to me.
Right.
And then I hear later that there's this whole chapter about how she had an affair or whatever and she wanted to be in music and like I was like, why would you tell someone's child that? It's kind of like a weird thing. Like a very spiteful, like, you tried to get ahead in music, it didn't work. I'm gonna tell his kids.
Right.
Like you played the game and you lost. Like I'm really sorry. You're a really talented actress, so it worked out.
Right.
But, like, why tell someone's child? Like, I would never go up to your kids and be like, listen, I know some shit. Like, why would you?
Yeah, what's
it's
the
kind of lame. It's lame. A little petty,
Well,
also,
almost,
like, you're an adult.
Right, it's a little.
I'm a kid. I could get away with it. You're an adult.
Yeah, it's a little, I don't want to say if it's sociopathic, but it's a little.
It's needy. It's.
But if you even don't even know that you're doing it, that's what I wonder. If you don't.
No, I think if you're writing a book, you probably know.
Right. You know that you're writing, but then to say that to you.
To say it to some kid.
That's the part that I'm wondering.
No, because you're just.
And I went to high school with her kids, too.
Right.
Wow.
Which is like.
Another adds another whole level to it.
Yeah. Thing to do. Yeah.
Is it hard to manage like friendships because of, in Hollywood, because of like parents' relationships and stuff like that?
Ooh, that's a great question.
Not really. Not for me. Because I mean, the parents don't really hang out. They're all kind of busy doing their own thing.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of friends that are like real friends that are in the industry because I feel like it's always kind of a competition about whose career is going where.
Right.
And I would rather just like relax when I'm with my friends than have it be about work.
Right.
Mm. So, I mean, the people that I consider my real friends that are in the industry, like it's never been a competition and it's never been about parents or whatever we're doing.
Right.
It's kind of just like, let's hang and order pizza.
Right.
Just hang out.
Going back to like casting and people trying to sleep with you or whatever to get a part or whatnot, how do you handle that in the situation?
You just have to be as respectful as possible. I mean, what I do is like I screenshot everything. People should know this. I screenshot everything and I put them in folders labeled with the people's names so that if the time ever came where it got to be too inappropriate, I could prove that it was inappropriate. Because in the end, it's always their word against your word.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And are you going to believe like a massively successful
director?
Are you going to believe this girl who's like, he hit on me?
Right. Yeah.
Right. So like I collect evidence. Everyone should know this before they DM me, text me.
Well, it's also like, a good practice that
if you're at all like crossing the line, if you started in the flirty space, I don't care. If you started in the I want to help you with your career and then you crossed the line, I'm screenshotting everything you send me.
Wow. Where did that go? How did you learn that? I'm just curious.
I just thought of it. I was like, one day, this is going to be a thing and I'm going to have the proof that this happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not for a book, because I'm not spiteful or vindictive.
Yeah.
But like, if it ever got to the point where I was working with that director and they did sexually assault me or something, I would have then the evidence to be like, this is where it stemmed from. This is when I sent it to my agent. I send everything that's at all inappropriate to CAA.
Wow.
That's why they're amazing. So they have like a record. So it wasn't like out of nowhere I made accusations. It was like, here's screenshots.
Yeah.
Let's keep track of this. If I'm ever up for a job that this person's working on, like,
send them these.
Like, let's have these.
Yeah. So
just in case anything is ever too inappropriate.
Wow.
Yeah.
And where did some of this stem from? Because it seemed like, you know, you... you know, obviously are a strong advocate for things like that, like, you know, inappropriateness towards women and men expressing, you know, some some kind of will or something, you know, like some deservant will towards women or something, you know. Where did that kind of stem from? Did you have friends that had bad experiences? Did you just see a lot of that growing up?
I mean, I saw a lot of it. I have friends that were raped or sexually assaulted. I have my own child advocacy center called Sophie's Place, and we deal with kids who have been mentally, sexually, or physically abused.
Yeah.
And we see a lot of cases where kids will say, you know, this has happened to me, and no one will believe them because they didn't say anything prior to that. They just said it when it was too late. And the problem is why there's not more convictions in cases like that is that kids are too embarrassed to say anything.
Right.
And I refuse to be embarrassed when I'm actually the victim.
Right.
So I screenshot.
Do you see?
I think that's great.
And I even
smart girl.
Makes you question some of the things I've even sent. But these are you know, like I don't know.
You should think about if a large. You're straight.
Yeah, I'm a straight white man.
If a large man was saying it to you,
yeah,
would you feel okay with it?
Yeah, large man.
Because it's a scary situation for us.
Yeah.
When guys are like, what about dicks? Like, it's funny to you. To us, like, you're bigger than us. You're stronger than us. You probably are higher up in your career based on where we are as a society. So to us, we have to go along with what you're saying out of, like, fear for our job security, our safety.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So just think about when you're sending something to a girl... Would you care if you're a straight guy if a large man was saying the same thing to you?
Right.
And like how often guys say things to women that you wouldn't want said to you by a large man.
Yeah.
And then for gay men, I would say if a woman was saying it to you, would you feel uncomfortable? Do you know what I mean? Like it's when you're getting attention that's unwanted.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what you have to think about. And guys don't ever think about it.
Oh, I mean, I feel like I usually am pretty considerate, but there's certainly times where it just makes me think that, you know, I probably wish that I hadn't sent, you know, probably some text, you know, just so that, you know, you get caught up. And texting is so oddly, you're in your own little universe. You have no
it
real.
Is. Yeah, I was just gone with the blunt is better.
Yeah.
You know, approach where even before I start flirting with someone, I say, I just want to make sure, are we flirting?
Right.
And they'll be like, haha, you're so cute. Yes, we are. I'm like, great. Then it's fine. You're flirting with someone you've established. You're mutually attractive. Like, you can take those steps further.
Right.
If you don't establish that, like, you might be, like, sexually harassing someone and you don't even know that it's unwanted and they're trying to be nice to you because you're a man.
Yeah, and it's like, like the Jimmy John's guy's like, I can't find your address. And you're like, you want to find this dick? And he's like, whoa, bro, that's that's a little over the line.
I don't know Jimmy John's.
What? I don't even know what that is.
That's a sandwich delivery establishment. Yeah, sorry.
Did you have a bad experience at Jimmy John's?
No, but I...
Someone sent you a picture of their sub?
Someone sent you a Jimmy John? I'm confused.
No, I'm still.
It's a good story here.
You either got
tell.
Sent a sandwich or a penis. Do you, yeah, I'm confused.
Dude, it was
they're not mutually exclusive.
It wasn't a 6 inch. It was a 4 inch round. That's all I said.
There you go.
It wasn't a 6 inch. Man.
Did you have growing up older celebrities or in the community like inappropriate towards you?
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Men that are married, men that have children, men that are just higher up than me in the workplace. All the time.
Yeah. Yeah, it just seems like there's something there that you know, that you must have seen a lot of that if you have such a, you know, fervor for it. I understand the basis.
Are you on any dating apps? Would you do that?
Yeah.
Oh.
I would. I wouldn't do Tinder ever again because that's terrifying.
Ever again? So
I was on it once. It escalates quickly, and I feel like people are way too aggressive.
It does
not,
escalate
it's
quickly.
Not a, it's not a site for prostitutes.
Right.
You know? You got to chill.
No. So are you on Raya?
I was on Raya.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, you got to chill.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because it's like just famous Tinder. It's the same thing.
It really is,
people
right?
People are like, do you want to fuck? And I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Like, you want to fuck where,
just because really? We're famous doesn't mean you can,
like,
say that.
This isn't the service industry. Like, this is, you can't just order something.
This isn't Jimmy John's, bro.
Oh, Lord. Now, I want to know what famous people have hit you up on Raya.
Oh, there's so... I mean, I'm not going to drop names because I respect people too much.
Yeah.
But
I'm so curious.
Everyone you could think of is on Raya.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel good because I've been on Raya and I've not been that... I haven't been that creepy. I've been a gent... Like, I've never seen anything like that.
But why would you? These people are... I mean, why would you ever? But these people are in your industry. You could potentially work with them one day.
Yeah.
Why would you burn that bridge ahead of even meeting them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It happened to me once where someone was completely inappropriate and then I went to an Airbnb event and I ran into them.
No.
And I was like, hey.
Yeah.
Remember me? And they were like, oh, my God. And I was like, yes. Who are all your friends? Let's meet all your friends.
Wow.
And it was amazing.
Good for you. You're a powerful, you're a strong woman. I like that.
That's probably why I don't work more, because I refuse to not say anything.
But that's great. I mean,
but
the directors are like, oh, don't hire strength. Her. Ooh, she'll tell on you.
What about?
And I'm like, yes, I will.
That's in the direct, but in music, is it different?
No, it's the same.
Yeah, it's the same.
Absolutely.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But do you think even in a time like this, like, do you feel like there's leaps and bounds being made now? Because it just seems like such a time when, like, you know, there's been like such a woman push in the past 5 years, I feel like, and such a feminist movement. Like, Do you?
No. I don't think any male behavior has changed. I think more women aren't afraid to talk about it, but I don't think there's been any change made.
Yeah.
I had a situation not long ago where I was put in a writing session. So mm-hmm. like when you're a musician, you get put in sessions with other musicians and you write a song together and you decide if you want to sell the song, if it's good for your project, if it's going on your album. A lot of times you're in rooms with powerful producers who have worked with lots of people. This happened to Kesha with Dr. Mm-hmm. Luke. And it got so aggressive that I actually had to ask my management to please tell him to cease and desist ever contacting me.
Wow.
Because it got to the point where I was like, I'm in danger. I'm leaving the session early. I don't feel safe. I'm locked in a room. Like, it escalates. That's,
like, what kind of stuff occurs kind of in that environment? You know, like, is it...
It's. I mean, I don't think there's like a formula for sexual assault. But in my specific case, that one time I was writing a song with someone. He locked the door and then started smoking weed. And I was like, do you mind? Mm. I don't smoke.
Right.
Don't smoke in here. And he's like, well, it's my studio. I'll do whatever I want.
Mm.
And I was like, okay, that's fair. It's your studio. Like, I didn't think maybe you're crossing the line yet. And then he started saying things like, we should hang out after this.
Mm.
Are you free on this day? And I was like, yeah, sure. I'm free on that day. Because, like, what are you going to say in the situation?
Right.
You're like, no, I don't want to.
Yeah.
Just even asking a girl out can be putting them in a situation where they don't feel safe, especially when you're doing it in a work environment.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Because I came to write a song. I didn't come to date you.
Yeah.
So it started as that. And then I said yes, and I got out of the room because I was like, I got to go. Like, my dogs, I got to go pick them up.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay, you can leave. And I left. Then he started contacting me on Instagram.
Wow.
Saying, are you too good for me with your fine ass? Like, inappropriate things.
Yeah.
Again, screenshot them, send them to management, and they asked him to please leave me alone.
Wow.
And then he messaged me again after we'd asked him to please leave me alone, saying, like, it's so funny because as soon as a girl says no, we get called a bitch immediately.
Right.
Like, no, I don't want to date you, you stupid bitch. you think you're too good for me, just right. things like that. It's like a girl isn't a bitch because she's not attracted to you.
Right.
You should just be like, oh, thank you so much. Like, I'm glad I asked. On to the next one. Like, we're not mean because we're not into you.
Right. And do you feel like it also, like, but do you feel like also it's shitty for dudes who try to ask girls out regular because I feel like it scares a lot of dudes, you know?
But, like, who cares if she says no? Like, maybe you weren't her type. Maybe she's not single. Like, there's a lot of other things
right. no,
you should
I
worry about.
I mean, like, it scares a guy into thinking, oh, I'm nervous. I'm nervous now to even ask a woman out because I'm afraid, like, if I don't use the proper wording even, that it could be.
It's the setting, though. It's right. the setting. The workplace, probably not the place.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
To do that. If you're at a party, it's a social setting. That's probably the place. If you're out at somewhere like the Comedy Store, you're out to dinner even, feel yeah. free to approach someone in public places that are crowded. I got approached once when I was waiting for the bathroom, mm-hmm. not the place.
Yeah.
Not safe.
Sorry about that.
You know?
Yeah. I thought like, we met before.
There's a time and place, and it's not when a woman is trying to work,
mm-hmm.
I would say.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well. I mean, I think it's really... It's interesting to hear, you know, it's just interesting to have these things, you know, just to hear about them. It's true. That's a good point.
Before we wrap up, I want to ask, switching topics, would you ever do a duet with your dad?
No. I mean, we talked about doing like a family Christmas album for fun just for us because we can all sing. My mom's actually like the best singer of all of us, but she has such terrible stage fright that she like blacks out and she can't.
Really?
Deal. Wow. Yeah.
Could she stand in the back though a little bit?
Because, she's an actor. So, like, if she is another character, the stage fright isn't there. But if she has to be herself, she's like, I can't.
So, you talked about doing a Christmas album just for you guys, not to release.
Yeah, just for us.
Not to release.
No.
What about like a Halloween album to release?
Are there any Halloween songs? Monster Mash?
Purple Eater?
I think just those two. Even if it's just two, it's just an A and B side. It's two.
So, why do you say no to duet with dad?
I just think it's I don't think he likes the type of music that I write or do, nor do I particularly want to sing a rock song.
Huh.
So unless there was like some mutual genre,
mm-hmm.
he's a beautiful voice. He's a great songwriter. I don't see like other than like just for us why there would be a purpose.
By the way, love the name of your Spotify playlist.
Sophie's Choice.
Sophie's Choice.
It's the movie I was named after. She doesn't choose her daughter.
Is it really? You were named after that movie?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
The movie where Meryl Streep chooses her son and not her
In the Holocaust. Wow. Are you familiar with this?
I haven't seen this film.
Sophie's Choice. And it's become like a euphemism for like the heart. It's an impossible choice to make. Mm-hmm. It's called a Sophie's Choice. Because she had to pick between her son and her daughter to save in the Holocaust, mm-hmm. right? And she didn't pick the daughter.
Nope.
And you were named after that.
Bye.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
My parents are fun.
Wow. All right.
I have one last question before we shut it down. Do you, what's something else in your life that you'd like to do in your, you know, looking at your future in your lifetime, maybe a profession or a practice or something that you would like to do that you might, you know, that people would be surprised to know?
Interesting. Probably just more work with kids, whether it was like teaching or opening more Sophie's Places. Just because I feel like the way that we educate kids isn't useful.
I agree with that 100%.
I went to kind of a progressive school and we had classes about gender norms, about sexual assault, about actually having a career. Our math classes were based on like doing taxes.
Wow.
Like it was very like real world applications.
Yeah.
So I felt more prepared than my friends who just went to college and they were like, how do I pay rent?
Yeah.
You know, I was like, oh, I know how to do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to set up an automatic payment. It's going to go out. I'm not going to have to worry about it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's like the kids in art who just just lifting every cushion in the house trying to find their dirty checkbook every month.
Right. Yeah. But like, I mean, I'm thankful that like my school took the time to like teach me about gender norms and like, I think the guys that came out of my high school like treat women better.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they actually have gotten like better, more creative jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a lot of the kids that came out of my school started their own companies,
mm-hmm.
which is really interesting. And I think it was because that we were educated.
You want to be a mom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't care if it's my kids or like adopted kids.
Mm. Right. Interesting.
Yeah.
But not in the near future. Probably.
I mean, if it happens, it happens. Yeah.
What kind of grandparents do you think your parents would be?
Oh, they can't wait.
Really?
My mom's like, hurry up, get pregnant.
Really?
What's wrong with you? Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. What kind of grandparents do you think they'll be? Very doting?
They'll be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you fantastic. Trying to get pregnant?
No.
Yeah.
Was that an infant? What?
No, okay.
Were you like offered to help?
I don't know.
So was you trying to get pregnant?
One of my buddies just froze his seed yesterday, so I guess it's just been on the brain.
I started the process. I'm adopting on my own.
Yay!
Yeah.
That's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to keep him right over there.
Who do you think is going to operate the board?
We should put a little mic in there with him. That'd be great, huh? So we could try, you know, just even just...
Yeah.
Be cute.
You'll it's not a cat.
Yeah.
It's true. Baby. Maybe a little louder.
Mew,
than
mew,
that.
Mew. Yeah.
Well, look, who knows what you're getting? Some of these adoption centers, they're just puppy mills.
You just don't know what you're going to get.
Well, they're cat mills.
Well, we each have 30 seconds now to convince Miss Simmons why we should take home the win.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we get 30 seconds. It happens all the time.
You have zero.
I do?
But looking at the paper, it's even...
Actually, you have negative 50. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, I thought
Shoot.
So.
And you have 100.
There's a lot of back and forth on your negative, positive, negative, positive.
Well, you okay. started with a, like, yeah, here's my dick comment, and I was like, negative 1,000 before we even started. And then I felt bad.
Yeah.
See, well, that's it. Why I shouldn't feel bad.
No.
This is the problem.
Okay, so we each have 30 seconds. Theo, do you want to go or me?
You go first. I went first last time.
I'm going to, I'll start the clock right here. I'm actually not going to pitch myself because that's what we normally do.
Points.
I'm actually going to say how, and this is not kissing ass either,
yes,
how
it is.
Impressed I am by your honesty, which is a refreshing thing, but also by your maturity and... No, your morals. Like, you're not going to sell someone out or name names or whatever. Like, but at the same time, you'll be honest about what the situations are like growing up in as a woman, but also in this. Everybody's curious about this Hollywood environment, and so you gave satisfying answers, which I liked.
Thanks.
I think, start my time, please.
Go.
Thank you for joining us today. We really do appreciate your time. You seem like a lovely young human being. I love your idea that education needs to be more practical, you know? I mean, I grew up, I knew how to spell, but I didn't know how to express my feelings to other people, you know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't give a damn if the guy down the street can spell, if Lamar can spell, but can Lamar tell when he doesn't feel comfortable when he's in a situation or a position? So I really love that about you. I think that there are some...
Time.
But I want to hear the end of that.
Yeah, no, I do too. Go ahead.
Don't we all.
So... The power is in your hands.
Hold on, I got a math. There's a lot of like negative situations over here.
Math as a verb.
So
I
that
like
was
it.
That was okay, zero, but and then
are you singing Bette Midler? Don't you dare steal her from me.
Did she say
Theo,
that?
You have 50 points.
And I knew it.
And Matt, you have 150.
That's bullshit. Yeah. Fucking bullshit, dude. Matt texts men inappropriately on Grindr all the time. It is true.
It goes both ways.
But they want that.
And they don't want that. Ways.
The Grindr is a whole different situation.
I would say Grindr is a whole nother app.
Yeah, completely.
If there was an app called Let's Hook Up, then I would understand if people were like, where are you right now? I'm coming over.
Right.
I would get
exactly.
it.
Exactly. I don't do that on Tinder. I mean, but I don't do it. I don't even hook.
Matt is deviant.
I'm just very alone.
Masturbates
so
in his
talk
car.
To us. So what's going on with you now? Tell us what we can plug right now, what we should be looking out for.
Definitely look out for new music.
Yep.
And that the Yellow Claw album, Los Amsterdam, comes out March 31st.
March
31st. I think you can pre-order it now. But
okay.
I'm the first song on that album.
That's You must be pretty proud about
Wrote
that. That's
it,
pretty
sang
great.
It. Killing it.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. And you can always follow me on my social media channels for updates on everything.
How about acting wise? You doing any projects these days?
Just have that indie film come out, but that's no. We have it's called Country Crush, and it's a Walmart exclusive. It's kind of along the lines of High School Musical.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like Walmart, man. Some of their sections.
You know?
I don't
All right.
children's clothing, I'll stay out of that.
Yeah.
Fruits and vegetables, electronics. I'm out. You can catch me out there.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming
you.
In, Sophia. I hope you had a good time.
I
and Theo, I'm sorry. Better luck next time.
Did you win last time?
It was a draw. And Matt does approach men.
Did you win the time before that?
Matt sends deviant pictures
to
men. Stop
it. Why do you have to bring me down now?
Dude, I lost, you freaking creep. And I'm not happy about
it. And you're wrong. On that note, we'll talk to everybody next time. Bye.
Thank you, Sophie.